to the wing so he can get her to her right hand.
This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name. Yeah, 55, what's goody? Kill the vibe, how could he? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just taught him broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dante. Ain't on that boy Higgy. He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make him biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown. We throw the mails and you take them home. When they ring the bells, you know that it's home. The bar set, we setting the tone. If we set it, then set it in stone. Sit in the seat and set up your phone. You in the car, no score zone.
Of course, we come live on the air, and Higgy Two Snacks is one half of the way through his two snacks. Welcome back. Thank you. I appreciate y'all welcoming me back, but we're glad to be back as well. Been on the shelf for a little while. Probably won't have that long of a show tonight, but I will answer all y'all's questions. Hopefully, Higgy can put the fort down long enough to be able to answer some questions. Sean's in his creepy bathroom doing creepy Sean stuff. So, but thank you, Chris. Thank you, Fabian. Thank you, Brian. Coming to you live from the Fitness Market Studios North. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wauman, here with the nefarious Sean Barber.
What's up?
I think that just means man in bathroom alone. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear him because he always waits to the last second for audio check. And we couldn't get him audio checked. It's the notorious H.I.G. He said, hello, everybody, or does anybody have an extra Snickers? And I don't have either. Good to see the gang back, Dan. Thank you. Mike Puckett says, very glad to see you back. Chris, I appreciate you. Things like this make me feel better when I'm not feeling well. So, Phil, welcome back. Hey, Podfather. That's what we need to get going. Wes, CSE fam, what's up, 55? How are you doing? I'm doing okay. Like I said, I wanted to check in with you all. It's been a couple of weeks. Actually, it's been about a month probably since I've even had the breath. Now, one of the side effects from my recovery is that it takes my breath away to talk very long. So I know what y'all are saying. Well, you shouldn't have done this. I've got some info that I want to share with you all that I ain't seen from anybody else. So why wouldn't... Shout out to Nolan Smith, too, by the way, who won't stop texting me during the show. I'm just kidding. Chat line's open. Again, as always, underneath me, you'll see where you can help sponsor the show. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. Underneath Higgy, you can see... I know, man. That's what laying in a bed for 5 weeks it'll do. It'll humble you, and I appreciate the compliment. I do feel slimmer. I think I look slimmer as well, but man, it's been horrible. It's still like, I can't even go upstairs. I've been sleeping on my couch. That's how much I'm in pain. I can't even make it all the way upstairs hardly. But I'm trying to get through it, and I don't want y'all to feel bad for me. Y'all know how much I've been through the last year. I've got through that. I'll get through this, no doubt, at all. But shout us out on Twitter. Don't forget to hit the like button. Also, the side effects to what I'm going through right now, I've got shortness of breath. So if you see me have to, like, take a beat, that's just because I need it. It's not for any other reason. Yes, Brian. Higgy, what are you eating? Can you show the people? They want to know what you're eating.
Fettuccine.
The only thing that's come through the whole time was fettuccine. Miss Michelle. Hey, Jerry. Hey, look. It is great to see me. I do look great. Got the Cardinal camo on. I am the honorary. I don't know. I don't think there's any more honorary oozes, but I'm glad to be back, TJ. Get all y'all's questions in here. I'm going to go straight into the info I got. Got a couple questions for y'all. I want to keep it, like I said, light and tight. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. So that way I could ask y'all a couple questions and then give y'all some info. And then we got some rapid fire. And then we got pronounce this. No, I'm just kidding. We don't. Not yet. Cardon. Appreciate you joining in. All right. So segment number one. So I know you all, this basketball season has been a really, really tough season to watch. I mean, none of us have ever seen a 3-win season. None of us has ever seen a 22-loss season. Thanks, Dan. Not even Jeff Nunn, who is older than the salt of the earth. No, we got a great basketball coach, and he's doing his thing. Just like I've been telling y'all all year, he's working on getting this squad together for this next season. The clouds are gone. The quality of people that we're going to be getting are going to be off the chart, but we'll talk about that here in a second. So, and Higgy, with you not being able to be heard, it sucks because I honestly wanted your opinion on this, and I really can't get it because Fettuccine is not the answer to the question. I know what my expectations are for next year, 25 wins, NCAA tournament run, especially with the people, and I cannot wait to tell you about some of the new people who are on the horizon. Wink, wink, horizon. Sean, you'll get it. Higgy, you won't get it. But I want to know what y'all's expectations are. Sean, while the listeners are loading up their expectations, I want to know what your expectations are for the basketball season. Next year, not this one, because we know this one's... I want to say this. Before I get into that, this team, even though it's waited 18 weeks into the season, is finally starting to look like a real basketball team. So, no, you'll get it. You'll get it, Pierce. I promise you. So go ahead. Give me a... you know, we got to run through March Madness, get the ACC automatic bid, be the first 10-win NCAA champion. I'm with it. Absolutely NASCAR. What? NASCAR? Yeah, we got KY NASCAR Pecora. Go ahead, answer the question, Sean.
I'm gonna say I want some. I think we'll get 23 to 25 wins. And I know it's like, well, how can it be possible? Simple. It's called the transfer portal. That's why. And definitely NCAA tournament. Now getting out of the first weekend, I'm not gonna predict that. I think we'll get the second game for now, until I see how everything shakes out.
Okay. Let's see. Mike Puckett says the NCAA tournament is the expectation. NASCAR says we are Louisville basketball, nothing but the best. Yeah, it's just been a rough season, and for all the there's people out there that are just heck bent. Hey man, I appreciate you, Phil. On just making this a negative situation all around. The fact is, it's not a good situation. But you don't have to revel in the drivel of what we could not control. Everybody that was like, no, the cloud didn't hurt us. Well, yes, it did. It absolutely did. No, this didn't hurt us. The negative recruiting didn't hurt us. I know, Dan. I know. Chris Steer says, I would hope we make the tournament next year. Just shut some people up. Miss Michelle said, the improvement is awesome. Next year, I expect at least a few tournament games. Hey, and that's not a bad expectation. And Higgy, if you want to send yours to Sean, oh, no, he can't. Send it in the private chat here. Send your expectations in the private chat, and I'll read them. Last two games should silence everyone. Let KP and company cook. Yeah, and I know what people say. Well, it took them too long. Well, look, I've told y'all all along that this team has got on and off. I appreciate you, Baber. Higgy says NCAA tournament and top eight finish in the ACC. Okay. Not undoable. But the reason I fought so hard for KP to get hired here is because I knew what he was capable of. And I knew it was going to be tough. I had no, like, I thought maybe 14 and 16 this year. Once I heard him talk. Now, I know that officially on the preseason show, I predicted 21 wins. But then to hear KP say how far the team was behind, not underneath him, but in general, how far behind the team was fundamentally, So Dan says, I hate to put down a hard number of wins, but probably 17-18 and be in the hunt for the NCAA. This is a tough process that many weren't prepared to acknowledge. Absolutely. No, and that's fair, too, because not knowing the roster, I think, thanks for the side boob profile there, Higgy. I'm giving them two more years. And y'all can call me stupid or unrealistic, but you get the guys. So here's the important part of this second year. It's locking down a knockdown 24 recruiting class. If we're yelling fire KP all year this year, those kids are not going to come here, and it's going to be a wrap. But, oh, yeah, we're back, Rito. But and I'll get to why I'm so excited in a little bit. I feel like I can give a little more information out. Fabian says rough seasons happen sometimes with their heart. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we didn't. And again, 3-22 is just abysmal. But I can remember having 12, 13 wins. Heck, Marcus had two 12-win seasons or two 14-win seasons. Like, I remember the low times of Louisville basketball. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Tom says, I want to play in the ACC tournament on Friday next year. Dan says, and I think given what KP inherited, he deserves three. That's I feel the same way. John says 23-8. Let's get to the next question real quick. The season is almost over. I think there's, what, three games left? Virginia Tech, and Clemson, right? Or am I missing two?
No, you're right. That's right.
Okay, so do these last two games mean more this team might be back next year? No. Michelle says, Stevie Wonder could see how far behind they were. Plus, Mac and Pegues told us. Look, I told y'all. We had the most listened to show of all time. CSE podcast history, over a million hits. Got picked up by multiple stations and radio outlets where I released information that came from that I was asked to release from coaches, from players, from players' parents. Blew the lid off the whole thing. So no, they weren't. I'm just gonna leave it at this. It was not a good situation, and it, as Miss Michelle, as Michelle says, Stevie Wonder can see how far behind they were. So Saturday's going to be lit. I hope so. I hope we get this win big time. Matt Rowe went 1-11 in his first year at Baylor. Our record equates percentage, and it does. So who's staying and who's going? Ha-ha. I honestly just want the potential names to drop for next year. Oh, is that what you want? Well, let me get right to it. I just thought KP would be bringing in five stars, not players we never heard of. That's fair, but again, it's part of the process. You got to be patient for the process, and I do believe that you're going to be happy because there's going to be a mixture. Just Sky Clark isn't getting us to 23 wins, okay? Lance, my guy, the man for Louisville men's basketball. Time is out, steps are called, and Lance is in the building. I thought Higgy was fired for cussing. Well, we can't hear him anyway, Lance. He is eating during the show, but great to see and hear me. Welcome back. Thank you. I appreciate you. The devastation those players must feel. We are upset, but some of these players' lives have been ruined. They've got off the court stuff going on too. So I'm not holding any of this against them whatsoever. Question two, season's almost over. How many of these kids, and then I'm going to tell you all how many I've been told. How many of the kids that are on the roster this year come back next year? Higgy, feel free to place your private entry. Good God. Five. Okay, Higgy says five. Sean? Creepy bathroom, Sean.
Four? Sorry. I was thinking.
Michelle says we had a whole IARP thing hanging over us. The five stars weren't coming no matter who the coach was. That's a very good point. A lot of those kids that I have talked to, average, honky, our dude in the house. Four, is Darius Carr a possibility that just that you committed? I don't know. I will check up on that. Michelle says five, four players. I'm going five just from what I've heard. Of course, a lot of these kids are, are easy to move around because a lot of the players playing are walk-ons. We've had a couple freshmen that have just disappointed off the court and not got a shot on the court. I'm not going to speculate on who because I do not want – that's a very, very good possibility, Wesley, because I do not want to – I want to talk about who's going to stay. I don't want to crap on people who are going to be leaving or move down to walk-on because I think that's a common occurrence. I think maybe a few kids get moved down to walk-on status. There's going to be four or five leave outright. KP didn't have strong relationships with Toy because of the NBA time. Not holding those classes against him. 2040 has to be the year, though. Absolutely. I'm thinking five. And this is complete guesswork. If I had to guess, I'm saying it's L. Ellis. I'm saying it's J.J. Traynor. I'm saying that it's Jalen Withers. Traynor, Withers, L. Okorafor, I'm not counting as one of the five because he was a midseason add. Why am I blanking?
James.
Mike James. And then who's the last one? I told you the other day, Sean, who's the last part?
I can't
remember. Kamari Lance.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Kamari Lance is my fifth one. Yeah, thanks, Robert, and thanks, Higgy. 4 to 5 returning. If L returns, then I'm at six. Yep, six. So with a core of four, I'm saying six. I think L's a no-brainer. You can't let a 20 – if he's willing to come back and work with you, you can't let a 24-point-per-game guy, especially a guy who can facilitate the basketball as well as he'll be able to with these other kids on the court. Now, I did have some for the last segment. Get all your questions in because this is the last segment. We're about to hop off here in about 15, 20 minutes. But I was asked before the show to get an update on Trenton Flowers and Carter Bryant, to which I received this. The things are looking excellent with Trenton Flowers and Carter Bryant. Fans, make sure the fans turn the heat up. So get out there. Tweet them, not creepily, but support them. When you see them put something out, retweet it. Support them. I know that Carter Bryant's family is really close with Nolan and them, and they always talk about how nice the family. So that's a good family we have coming in. I talked to Trenton Flowers and his mom. I met them in Orlando. For the EYBL event, and they couldn't have been more nice at all. So I'm glad we're getting good players possibly coming in that are also good people. Lance, no doubt. Elkin 100% lead this team next year, West says. Carito says people negative tweeting recruits are buttholes. I agree. Brian says, could L be Russ, senior year Russ? Russ learned to play point a lot more efficient during a senior year? Absolutely. All right, so let's get to the people that I know that you all have been wanting to know about. First off, again, I need a little breather here and there. Would love to know who the players on Tobacco Road rummage hinted at last week. Well, I mean, I know who the players are because I'm the one that told them. But I cannot... I have no idea what happened to Sydney this year. Love him. Know that he's a great basketball player. Don't just a mixture of off the court stuff. I don't know. But I'll have to get an update, Mike, on him too. If somebody will make a list of the players that I have. Yes, Miss Michelle. There is one more coming from NBA Africa, and he is how to explain his game. He's like Oscar Tshiebwe if Oscar was athletic. The guy's name, y'all have all heard it. His name is Churchill Abbas. He was teammates with Emmanuel Okorafor, and I think he will, Wesley. No, none of these guys I'm talking about are, well, maybe one of them is. I got a big one for y'all that I'm about to drop on y'all in a second. No puns intended there. Yeah, Churchill Abbas. He is, he can score the basketball inside, outside. He's amazing. I blacked out on you. I didn't mean to. I'm here. And Sky Clark, you know, I've talked a bunch about Sky Clark in the past and got a lot of crap for it. And I have insinuated to you all that we've had a couple of guys that wanted to come here initially that didn't get to because of the cloud. Well, I can confirm that Sky Clark is one of those guys. Wes, I mean, Abbas, just everything you want in a rebounder, everything you want in the bat. But, guys, I got a new name on the board for you all. And I haven't even told my team this yet. So let me go ahead and pull this up. Do-do-do-do. All right. So the new name to look for, which I'm not sure anybody would be able to, what's the likelihood of any of those Texas guys were not zero? All right. So the new guy on the board, averaging 27 points per game, 21 rebounds a game. He is 6'11". He plays in England, and his name is Chuddy Diorama. Chuddy Diorama. There is some interest between the two sides. But if I had to put down my Jeremy Locks are going down on Churchill and Scott Clark. They would be the fastest backcourt in the ACC for sure. Roderick says Churchill is about his business. Yep. To go back, I don't remember who asked it, but asked about, let's see. Thanks, Peggy. I appreciate you. Oh, Dan, talking about the Tobacco Road, you should be able to, Churchill, that's pretty easy to pronounce. Okorafor, just rolls off your tongue. Chuddy. Higgy, you look like a big old Chuddy. Do you know that? Let's see. You may not. You may not, Pierce. I'm not certain. But the Tobacco Road guys, that was something where there had been a couple of people, I want to watch how I say that, from down there that have reached out to us. And pretty much from what I'm told, we pretty much are going to get our pick of any of the – there's still a couple of more transfer portal guys coming. Manny, we had to give him a nick. No, it's a Okorafor. That's so easy. I guess it's easier for me because there's a Steelers player that's an Okorafor. But, hello, Ms. Nikita. Do you think Fabio and Devin are out? Yeah, either out or moved to a walk-on. Master Yoda in the crib. Sorry, I'm just excited to be on here with you all. I'm not going to be on here very long, but I wanted to get some of y'all's questions answered. Get some content out because even right now, I am exhausted. I am winded, but I am here for y'all, and that's how it's going to be. I'm not going to rock with that, Michelle. I'm going with Emmanuel or Okorafor. But we're gonna have two or three international players, in my opinion. They are working. They're working hard, and that's what it hurt. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and talk for them, but I can hear it in their voice sometime where they're working so hard, and like it doesn't feel like that. You know, I went on this almost died diet, and it did wonders for me. No, that's not true, but they are working hard. We do appreciate them. I let them know that all the time. 28, 19 cards. What?
Oh, women's game.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I do that too. Why do I always, no matter what sport, I always plan a show in the middle of a sport. My bad, y'all. I'm like, CC for three? What are you talking about, bro? But yeah, I expect three international players, including Okorafor, three grad transfers, and then the five that I spoke of earlier. So, all right, let's get our last look questions in for me coming up here. I'm going to go through the rapid fire. Baseball starts this weekend. I believe they've got Bucknell. Is it Bucknell, Higgy? Bob your head three times. Did you miss the Tobacco Road guys? No, you didn't miss them. I'm not going to name them. Just because I don't want to put that out there and cost us one of them. That's why Steve did not elaborate as well. Softball started out their season winning 4 out of 5. Women's lacrosse picked up an upset on number 25, Colorado. Swimming and diving's Abdelraham El Harbi takes gold at the ACC Championships in the 50 freestyle with a time of 18.79 seconds. Former Louisville Cardinal Jonathan Gannon named the Arizona Cardinals head coach. And we named some changes in our football schedule. We were hosting Richmond in 27. It was moved a week from the 4th to the 11th. We were at USF in 2024. That got moved to 2027. We were hosting Virginia Military Institute in 2024. I guess that's next season. Not this season, but next season. That was moved to 2029. And our next game versus Notre Dame at Notre Dame was scheduled for 2026, and it was moved up to 2024. Make sure y'all are out there. While y'all are checking out the website, make sure you all go and look at all the photo galleries from Jeff Dunn, Justin Kruger, TJ Barr. I could not be any more lucky to have the photographers and the podcast team that I have. I appreciate you all. Let's see. I'm glad to, honestly, Yoda, I'm here. I'm glad to be here tonight. I still feel horrible, but it is what it is. Sometimes you just got to pick yourself up and force yourself to do some stuff. So I missed y'all and I love doing this. So let's see. Gotcha. NCAA tournament is a must next year for KP. Yoda, Cardon, Rito. Yo. Graf said a couple of weeks ago we had a top 2023 recruit. That's unhit. Yeah, I do. And it's the other person that wanted to be here initially. The guy from England's name is Chuddy, Chudi Diorama, Dioramma. Higgy, you misspelled that, but it's okay. You got it to me really quick. But that it's not true that we've never been associated with him. That's the other kid that wanted to be here, other than Sky. So. All right, let's give us a final shout-out to all of our fine sponsors. Fitness Market, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Pegs Beer Lounge, Four Pegs Smokehouse and Bar, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, and we are working on... Look, we had two more lined up for January, but I couldn't get those nailed down because I wasn't able to even talk. So we'll get some more sponsors lined up. If you want to follow us on social media, they're all underneath Higgy's... Beard chin. The Jeremy Locke is for... Oh, snap. Brandon Bender in the house. Louisville get some dudes after this year. Buckle up, Card Nation. It's about to be on and popping. I trust Brandon. I know some of y'all don't like him because of his face. I'm just kidding. But look, I'm telling you. Remember these names. Churchill Abbas and Chuddy Diorama. I don't know that we get both of them, but I really believe that think Churchill's a lock. I hope so. I love his game. Sorry, underneath Higgy's chin beards is where you can find us on social media. Next to those is where you can support us monetarily to help the show keep going, especially. I ain't gonna be able to do my regular job for a while. So support us or I'm going to go broke. I'm just kidding. You can find us on all the podcast avenues. Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, iHeart, and more. Hit subscribe, follow, stalk, whatever you want to do. Go to where you find us on the podcast. And Louisville sports updates, I'll get back to you after the show. I know you didn't ask me to answer you right now, but I will because I'm intrigued by your question or your statement. But hit those subscribe buttons now. If you haven't listened to all the episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, go back and check them all out. Go to cardinalsportszone.com, the place that all began. Hit the drop-down menu on podcast. Go to CSZ podcast. There's a couple of tabs there. Some of them, the audio is not there anymore because of what's the name of the one? SoundCloud has taken my audio off of some of those. So shout out everybody that's out there sharing the podcast. We appreciate you all. As always, support our guys, Marcus and Steve, doing the Lord's work Monday through Friday from 10 to noon on ESPN 93.9 The Ville. Sean, do you got any last words you want to say? And Higgy, type yours in.
Let's go Louisville baseball. Let's get off to 3-0 start. And everybody just keep getting healthy, and let's get to spring and warmer weather and better times.
You shut up, Sean, because you're always sick.
That's true.
Higgy, what about you? Everyone have a great weekend. We will get through this. What are you getting? You're not getting through anything. I'm the one that got chopped up. Look, you can see the sweat on my face. I'm the one that got all cut up and stuff, not you. Thank you, Miss Michelle. I appreciate you. Let's see, where's it at? I guess. Oh, we'll get through the basketball season. Okay, fair enough. Good save. I'm hitting it right now. I got to play that fire outro music. As Master Yoda has instructed, my last words are this. You all just keep being patient with me. We'll get this content out when we can. We appreciate you all. We love the support. We love you all. And until next time, this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. Pay attention. Thank you, Cardano. I appreciate you. I'm trying. I really am. No doubt, West.